listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, ready to improve your over-the-phone selling skills? We've got the best practices to use when you're talking insurance with your clients on the phone in ASG episode 131, 5 tips on how to sell insurance over the phone, written by Blaine Waterloo. Phone sales are a classic method of selling insurance, but as every sale today requires more speed and ease, it's important to be efficient while competitive. With our guide to more effective phone calls, you'll not only make smarter sales, but you'll prove to your clients that you are the agent they're looking for. Tip number one, make your calls smart. It's important to have an idea of the plans in your area before engaging with clients over the phone. You don't want to scramble in the moment. Come from a place of authority with your own MediCareful site. Only available through Ritter Insurance Marketing, this unique platform is powered by our proprietary Medicare quote engine, which is packed with plan premium, deductible, and copay data, along with much more information. Familiarize yourself with MediCareful's Plan Finder to learn about plans in your area and to guide your clients through the quote, comparison, and enrollment process. Tip number two. Take notes on your clients. Learn about what your clients seek in an insurance plan by asking about their future plans, their daily life, and health concerns, and write them down. The best way to remember your clients' needs for future reference is by taking notes. You can use the CRM within MyRitter to take notes while on a call, create tasks, and store information while selling insurance over the phone. Tip number three, keep your phone calls efficient. You need tools and information the moment your clients request it, and it needs to be as accurate and up-to-date as possible. You can share the MediCareful plan results for your client's zip code with just a few clicks, and then review the plan benefits together. There's a chance your client may show interest in a local plan that's not in your portfolio, but should be. Ritter's streamlined online contracting application connects you with the products your clients want. Use pre-filled contracting with Ritter's online licensing system after your phone call. Our full-time licensing team touts a rapid turnaround on contracts, not just during AEP, but year-round. Tip number four, prove you're better than the rest. Take the time to learn about the impact plans will have on your clients with as much focus as you do the products themselves and how to sell them. Then give them a personalized rundown. It's a great way to assert yourself as an expert on the plans in your area. There's no better way to show your unique value as an agent than to share your MediCareful site with clients. Over the phone, you can talk them through searching and comparing plans before they enroll completely online, no wet signature required. Tip number five, build relationships and sales. Get to know your clients and invest in them. By calling clients ahead of AEP to schedule an appointment, you can build your relationship with them. You can do this by asking about their family, interests, and friends. Keep notes on each of your clients with the CRM on MyRitter and look at previous notes and bring up something they mentioned the last time you spoke on the phone. With this personability, you're acknowledging your client as more than business and ensuring retention and loyalty. These five strategies are simple to implement, and we've got so much more where they came from. In our show notes, you'll find some additional resources like our Ritter Fact Finder, which will help you easily gather information during sales appointments. We also have links to more helpful articles and podcast episodes on agentsurvivalguide.com, like our take on the importance of client retention and additional sales strategies that are also practical and easy to implement. You can find our show notes by clicking on the title of this episode in the app that you are listening on right now. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. We will see you next episode.